Oh man, sorry I'm late there for a little bit. I had to work on another series for a little while, but as the old adage goes, you gotta do what you gotta do to make it in this town because people will come along and distract you. But without any further ado, let's get it going. Welcome to the J-Matt Show here on
J360 Radio!
Hey, how's it going, J360 Legion? What is happening? This is J-Man, of course, and welcome to the J-Man Show for episode 326. Yes, yes, yes! Feels so good to be back, guys. And like I said, you were going to get an episode tonight. It just had to be a little bit later than 10. Yep, working on some J360 TV stuff right now, and like I said, much like radio, you gotta be ready for it and stuff, and it is coming together like it's supposed to, especially with the new lineup and the way things are looking right now. But yeah, I'm happy about it, keeps me going, keeps me regular, if you will. Speaking of great things that are happening, it is springtime now, officially spring, yes. In case, us losing an hour didn't give it away, or did we gain an hour? Wait, fall back, gain an hour, spring forward, lose an hour. Okay, so we lost it. yes, we did in many, many ways, by the way. But yeah, I'm looking forward to springtime, y'all. I'm not looking forward to allergies and all the other crazy stuff, no. But I am looking forward to springtime, baseball, and of course the nice movie rushes that are coming soon. Like, all of you guys know I'm excited about Godzilla vs. Kong. Not Godzilla vs. Kong. That was last time. Godzilla and Kong, the new empire. They could have simplified that a little bit better. But anyway, Godzilla and Kong's coming, and I am looking forward to it, man. I am like, yes, yes, we are almost there. About to go ahead and dive back into the MonsterVerse, actually, to get all caught up and ready. And then I should go ahead and look into getting some comics, but, in due time. I've also noticed that, Frozen Empire is coming soon, and that looks exciting. I know that some reviews came out not too long ago, but I don't pay attention to that stuff, especially on franchises I like, I really want to go see this for what it is, and I just want to sit back and be like, Yeah, I remember that. As soon as I saw Slimer on screen, I knew I was going to be in for something. So, yes, I'm ready. But hey, all in all, though, I did want to talk about one of these movies, though, that's upcoming. It is a very polarizing film, and it was to the point where one of the directors of the original movie decided to come out and say that this new movie does not celebrate a fallen actor from the film. If you know that I'm talking about The Crow, well, yes, I'm talking about The Crow. Once again, people, it is what it's going to be, all right? It's a property like anything else. At least somebody actually took the time to say, you know what? I want to try to remake this. I want to try to use my vision for this film. And now, because you're seeing pictures, because people love to get mad about production photos, right? And you finally saw, I can't really say his last name like anything, but let's say Bill Skarsgård or something like that. That's his name. He was on It as Pennywise, and he did a fantastic job on both of them. Even though part two was kind of, flashback heavy for me, but the thing about it is, it's like, was it more flashback heavy, or was one the flashback heavy one? Either way, I'll look at them both again during Monster Fest. But what it is that, he's not playing The Crow. And from what I can tell, he has tattoos and all that stuff, but in this day and age, who the hell doesn't have tattoos, right? So, in a way, that kind of fits it. But, a lot of people made the comparison between him and Jared Leto's Joker from Suicide Squad, so, when you really think about it, it is kind of similar, but it's like, let him cook. Let's see what happens, I'm actually intrigued because I'm like looking back on it, like even with the comics, even with the graphic novels and everything that's involved, like that is actually a, let's see, multimedia franchise, right? If you really think about it, yeah, because okay, so you got the original movie from 1994 with Brandon Lee. Unfortunately, Brandon Lee passed away in it due to circumstances beyond our control. And he did a fantastic performance. But then you also look at like the lackluster sequels that follow. And I'll be perfectly honest with you, I hated every damn one of them. You know what I mean? I especially hated City of Angels. That fucking sucked. I mean, like, you talk about something that really diminishes the IP, and it just, oh, what are we doing? And then comes the one with John Connor himself, Edward Furlong, and one, and you're like, oh no, stop right now, stop it. Let alone, but I heard the series was the actual series that they made, the limited run one, was actually pretty decent. But like, oh man, there's been a lot wrong with that franchise in terms of like, you know, the sequels, but that first movie was really well done. You know, like 1994, you know, Alex Proyas is the director of, well, he's a fantastic director of like Dark City and then also Gods of Egypt. Despite what people said was a great film, I liked it. Bastards, leave it alone. But that's just to name a few. He's also done various other projects. And see, like with this particular film for The Crow, he came out of the woodwork to say it isn't a good respect to Brandon Lee. It's not supposed to be. You know, like this is a remake. I'm sure they're gonna give him his due, but here's the thing, like, if he was still with us to this day, he probably would have gave his props to the film and everything. I mean, I'm sure like some people in the Lee family like have probably given their dues for this. But at the end of the day, it's like it's supposed to be something based on the original, you know, the original concept that started The Crow off. You know what I mean? I mean, I had like two dudes having a giant meltdown on my Facebook page, which by the way, I didn't take the time to erase it because, well, for one thing, I had a good laugh out of it and so did everybody else in J360. But the thing is also, it shows me just how unhinged some fan bases are. When you say these things, such as like, what's the problem and stuff, the movie came out 30 years ago, you will always have this. You will always be able to have your screenings. You'll be able to stream it. You'll be able to do what you need to do for that film. But let me just let you know this, all right? Who gives a fuck if you're there or not? There are other people out here who probably never heard of The Crow and are looking forward to seeing this film. And from what I can tell in that first trailer, it looks pretty decent. You know what I mean? It's action-packed. I mean, I want to see this. I want to see how it turns out. So I'm going to go see it. And great that you're not going because at least that's one less asshole in the movie theater this time. You know what I'm saying? People do this stuff all the time with this stuff because at the end of the day, they have to always be heard and they have to always say, like, oh, these hyperbolic statements, and then like the studios are ruining it. Oh, it doesn't hold a candle to who recently passed and all that stuff. People die every day. All right. Now, I know that's cold for me to say because, you know, I run a business and stuff, but it's true. People die every day. People go to work and they know they're, you know, like eventually when they pass on, that job's not going to be held in place for the person that died. That job's going to go to somebody else after a while. You see what I'm saying? Like, if I died on my day job, do you think my day job would go ahead and preserve my spot and say, like, you know, he'll always be a big part of the media that was here? Hell no. They are not going to do anything like that. They might give me a little dedication plaque or whatever, but life goes on and there's going to be somebody else doing the job that I do at my day job. Yeah. And the funny part is that nobody cares. No, I don't even think people even give a damn this much until they mention like a remake's coming. Like, I think one of the publications out there, because everybody's doing a study these days, they did a study last year about like how like Gen Z and a lot of people and Gen Alpha would like more stories dealing with platonic friends rather than lovers and stuff. When at the same time you think about it, they don't know what the fuck love is. You know, they're not dating or anything. So they sit right there and they say that stuff. It's hilarious. Because when you say those things, you got to at least experience it. It's like, you know, you're going to talk about sex, but you never had it. Isn't that weird? You know, it's just like when I see people go on these tangents and they say these things, it's like, you know, have you experienced life yet to the point where you make these decisions? And some of you have, and then some of you are late bloomers. And I'm not going to knock you for that. But what it is that once again, you know, you make these huge opinions and you have not experienced it. It's kind of like saying, hey, you're going to go to New York, or hey, you're going to go to an area you've never been, and you got that one person in your corner. Like, well, that's not in your corner. It could be a relative, it could be a close friend, it could be all this other stuff, who never been there and so scared of that area because it's new and this whole thing is new for them. They'll have their big opinions where it's like, I don't think it's a good idea. I don't think it may. I think it's too expensive. I think it's always a load of shit. Which is where it's like, you know, you got to look at that person. You got to think about this. What's more important? Going and doing what you need to do and getting that life experience, or letting them be right and actually playing to what they say? If you chose the former, that is how you do it. So, like, that study was bullshit, to be honest with you. But going into this one, they had another one this year where they were talking about how they would like, a lot of people would like fresh IPs, and they wouldn't like remakes, reboots, and all this other stuff. It's the same damn argument, just about. It's like, look, the studio system is so scared of taking risk on IPs that, according to them, will not sell, that they keep us in this same loop. And some of y'all get mad, but you still go to the damn theater, don't you? Some of you get mad, and you still fire it up on streaming, don't you? Everybody's mad about something, but like at the end of the day, you got to think about it this way. You cannot get bent out of shape about this entirely, because this is what you guys want. This is how they figure they can make easy money, and the cycle keeps going on forever. Now, if you want to have like new fresh IPs, as I run a production company and there's various other people that started their production companies and doing things, well, here's the thing. You have to support us. You have to help keep us in business, and hugs and free beer is not going to do it. And I don't drink, and so that's already half not going to happen for me. Need money. Need support. Need you to actually believe in us and give us some money to the point where we can go ahead and get that ROI on in and, like, you know, really support like a lot of the independent creators out here, because the studio system is going to keep doing what it wants to do. I done told you guys like a couple of episodes back about how they missed out on Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, right? The first one from the 90s. Yes. Missed out on that. Missed out on all that damn money. All the other little companies out there, that's why they're big now, because they support it. You see what I'm saying? If you have a strong concept, if you know what you're doing, and you really have a way of marketing this stuff, you can get where you need to be. You can be the ultimate independent creator if you really wanted to. And the thing about it is that we all want to get to that point. But here's the thing. You can't keep knocking us when we make movies that don't seem to do so hot. And you can't keep knocking us when at the same time it takes time to make a fucking movie. All right? Like, and then at the end of the day, it's always an ego stroke of some sort, too. Like, the whole damn filmmaking market is filled with distractions. Instead of just like, hey, I'm making a movie. And it's like, oh, really? Blah, 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 blah. Well, you know, I was blah, 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 blah. It's like, it's just shut this blustering up. I'm trying to make a movie here. You see what I'm saying? And if you guys are really about this shit, you gotta play up to the role, too. You have to be supportive to all independent creators out here if you really want us to shine. Just like A24 used to be, but A24 is starting to change in a different way. And it's getting crazy about this stuff now, you know? And a lot of people will sit there and tell you anything just to make themselves feel important. I've noticed that too. Rhetoric and all this stuff. And, like, it does hold a candle to, like, what's going on with the Crow reboot. If you don't want stuff like the Crow reboot, then you need to support those independent films, like I said. You need to support people who are actually wanting to be in the movie industry instead of dashing and throwing all sorts of crap and trying to make a meme out of shit all the time. Which, by the way, those memes are not hitting anymore because, you know, at the end of the day, you can only make fun of things for being old to the point where you're getting old. You know? At the end of the day, I think we all try to exist to distract each other from the goals that we're trying to do. As for me, myself, I'm starving them, and I am feeding what I need to do for my focus and stuff. This is the time now, you know what I mean, to work on your content, to build, like, from the ground up, to get your history out there, to make your legacy happen. And, you know, I see it in the music game every time I'm doing J360 Jams where, like, you know, there are other shows out there, people all, like, sending, like, oh, guess what? Yeah, you can watch this show right here. Yeah, tune into this show and all that stuff. And I see that stuff. You know what? If I was a cigar smoker, you could see me taking a pretty good drag and blowing the smoke at the person that's promoting that other episode. Because, like, at the end of the day, yeah, you're over there suckling on that person's teat. But when you come back over here to J360 Jams, don't forget to coax my balls. Both of them. You got it? Make sure that you really, really get both in the sack so that I feel really good about your lackluster ways. See, that's how fickle people are. And no, I'm not throwing stones on people in the jam, fam. But I'm throwing stones on people who, once again, don't appreciate shit. And I'm just being perfectly honest about the way I live my life on this stuff, guys. I do what I need to do. I eat, sleep, and breathe this stuff every day, just like a lot of other content creators out there do. And I'm talking about the ones that really create material, such as, like, telling stories that are not fazed by, like, all these roadblocks and all these terrible things in the industry, you know? Like, you should be excited to want to see these movies. You should be excited to be able to stream a movie. You should be excited for, like, all the variety of options here in the 21st century, but it's like they just don't want you to have them. You know, like, any of these directors that come out of the woodwork to give their awful takes, like, you know, dare I say it, Denis Villeneuve, I always talk about him. I always talk about Ridley Scott with his historical and accurate films, which, by the way, they just dropped the trailer for the new Aliens movie, and it looks good. Looks really good, but at the same time, I hope it's not a bloated mess like how Covenant was, and I hope at the end of the day it's not, like, as annoying as Prometheus was. I hope not, because ever since Ridley Scott came back to the franchise, he's just been a real drag. You know what I mean? And that's just me. And I love the man's work, mind you, but I don't like his direction with the new franchise, even though in the first Aliens movie, he did such a phenomenal job, you know? But going forward on, like, what I'm saying is, if you really want those things, you got to be about it, all right? And I love how, like, people are now understanding that animation is another form of storytelling rather than thinking it's just for kids. You know, if you paid attention, you know, like, Ralph Bakshi's been saying that for years. And then Cool World came out. That film originally had a lot of promise. Oh, boy. You know? Where to begin, right? It's all about, like, what happened, the original concept, and then all of a sudden, like, what Paramount did to screw over Bakshi. I'm glad he did punch that executive out. I'm really glad he did, because that right there is the feeling I have for every time the studio does something to ruin a movie. Or, like, somebody else comes in and tries to take over a movie, even though they have no ability to take over anything. You gotta fight for your artistic vision. Don't ever allow them to destroy what you worked hard on. And don't allow them to destroy your reputation either. Be honest about everything. You know? At least be true to yourself. Because, like, right now, anybody who's anybody is coming up out of the woodwork and trying to make it harder for people to do these things. And it's funny, too, because the ease of technology. Oh, and by the way, don't let me get started about like people are freaking out about that too. They never stop, like it almost got me choked up here. People will never stop talking about artificial intelligence. Oh my God. Like if I knew the people that were actually doing those things, I would have told them this. Look, like Jeff Goldblum said, you knew you could, but you didn't stop to think that you should. And the thing is, they made it available to the public. The public can't even handle live streaming like anything. And you give them artificial intelligence? I mean, what all, not even considering like Terminator stuff or any of that. I just know, like, much like any other technology, it's going to get overused, it's going to get abused. And then at the end of the day, people think that's going to be the end all be all. No, 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 no. You still are going to be working with film. You're still, well, not film entirely, but you're still going to be working with digital video. You're still going to be working with Unreal 5 if that's what you want to do. It's like, look, you have all this abundance of technology. Use what is important for you at the time. You know what I mean? Like, the best technology is not going to make you the best creator. It's what you do with each and every single one of it. Is it important to have this in the film? Nobody thinks about that. Everybody's thinking about, like, wowing people. You can wow people in other ways. But everybody's got to look expensive. Everybody's got to look like this. Everybody's got to be cookie cutter to the point because we have to please everybody. Oh, yeah, 100%. Yeah, to a point. And it just drives me crazy with that stuff. You got to be honest about, like, you're going over budget because you're over here trying to chase all this new technology. And then, like, over there in China, they actually did have a full animated series that was made in artificial intelligence. It's got people bugging. It's got people so uptight and scared. Just like what I talked about in the mini bite yesterday. It's like, come on, y'all. You knew they were going to do this stuff. But then there comes the point where, you know what? Here's the thing. That happens in China. It doesn't mean like it's going to happen to you. Use what you have. If you're an independent creator, use what you have. If you have to do hand-drawn, the old-style ways, light box and all, then use that way. Just trust your process. Like, don't be over here trying to emulate these people. They don't have no idea what they're doing. And even if this is coming out, chances are it's going to be in mainland China for a while before it comes over here in the U.S. You know? It's like, be aware of it. But at the end of the day, don't let it destroy you. That, once again, it just serves as a distraction. A way to stop you from going forward in your career. And it makes me sick, man. It just really makes me sick how, like, this stuff comes around here. And then people start bugging and they start acting like that's the end all be all. Did Disney say something about it? Did Universal say something about it? Well, I might as well say DreamWorks, but, you know, it is Universal, right? So, like, did any of these other companies, well, shit, Warner Brothers will agree anything. They think live service games is the future. But it's like, you got to really think about this. If it's not helping your product, if it's not helping your project, then why the hell are we using it? Throw it out. Don't be afraid to use your green screen. Don't be afraid to use, like, certain things to get where you need to be at. Because everybody sits there and talk about, Star Wars is coming back using practical effects. Oh, yeah, it's going to make the movie better. It didn't. Those last three films are good examples of, yeah, we use practical effects in our films again. But at the end of the day, we had nothing to hold this shit together because we had no plan. Which, by the way, they have a new series called The Acolyte coming out. Y'all gonna have it. You know, like the only time I'm ever gonna try to dive into Disney Plus would probably be to see X-Men 97. And even then, I'm like, you know, not in a real big rush for it. I mean, if you guys are enjoying it, enjoy it, all right? Have a good time with that. Nothing against it. X-Men is awesome, and there is always a reason to have X-Men in your life. So I'm not mad at y'all for that. Oh, and by the way, any of you virtual signaling assholes out there need to shut the fuck up. X-Men is not an allegory for the LGBTQ. It is an allegory for let's just say the civil rights movement. You know what I mean? Let's just say, like, you know, if anything, the LGBTQ are not the only people out here in the world that are discriminated against. However, considering that they're all the rage right now because people have made this into Hollyweird's science project, which, by the way, I apologize to those of you in the LGBTQ because they are not looking at you as people. They're looking at your lifestyle, which is probably like maybe 10% of who you are, because there are a lot of great people out here, but they'll only know you for that 10%, and it's really fucking sad. And like, you know, the ones that come out of the wheel where you say, I'm an ally, and have to always have a bumper sticker for a whole lot of shit and have to guilt trip people, you are the villain. That's all there is to it. Because, like, you ain't been open, you ain't been, like, approachable, you ain't been none of that stuff. You've been an asshole when you don't get nothing your way. I know exactly what kind of reverse bullying it is. I've seen this stuff too much. But, like, at the end of the day, when it comes to X-Men, X-Men is about a group of mutants battling against usually other mutants, or sometimes, you know, against humanity at large, while at the same time defending humanity against, like, all sorts of supernatural threats, such as Apocalypse, and then to a point, Mr. Sinister, and then, like, even Mojoverse. But then again, I don't know. They don't really use Mojo like that anymore, do they? But that's just to name a few. And then, not to mention, anytime the Shi'ar Empire is around, but we never really got that like we were supposed to, among other things. But I want you guys to understand that stuff. The fact that X-Men 97 is back, it's another sign of reboots and stuff. But once again, like I said, if you want it to be about original content stuff, you need to support it. And you need to not be upset at people because you don't like the way they talk and all this other stuff. I've noticed this weird-ass shit going on. And I say this a lot to those that are creating and those that are doing what needs to be done. Don't pay attention to people like that. If you have something that you believe in, and if you have something that you need to bring out here into the world, you go do it. All right? Whether you are in any of the various mediums out here or a combination of mediums, just do what you got to do, okay? I've noticed, like, some people out there who are using AI art. I'm not going to go after them. It's not like they took anything from me. But, you know, it's like, those of you that are using it, once again, if that shit shuts down, are you shit out of luck? Or are you going back to the old way? You know what I mean? I'm just saying. That's a question for you. But like I say, you know, all this stuff just serves as a distraction. All these stupid takes from places like, let's say, IndieWire. I used to like IndieWire. What happened to IndieWire, man? Like, anything and everything is an issue over at IndieWire now. I mean, like, I don't know who's in charge and I don't know who owns it, but my God, you are the new Gawker Media, aren't you? It's just like shit. Like, and like, I'm sitting there and like, what the hell does this have to do with the industry? Like, what does this have to do with upcoming independent films? You done lost your way, huh? So you're pretty much like 90% of the other publications out there. Congratulations. You have nothing original about you. Other than the comedy you out here printing and shit. And it's a shame. Like I said, like I used to like certain publications. I can't even read them anymore because the virtual signaling, the lying. And then comes the part where you look at this stuff and you notice one way or another, somebody's getting paid to say this. Like, their take on the new Ghostbusters film. Oh, yeah, it's good when it starts, but later on, it starts to lose its flavor. That's any fucking movie. Like, whenever you see, like, a movie in the beginning or whatever, like, Age of Ultron was good for that. Like, it started off strong, but then later on, it got kind of, you know, it got kind of lame in the end. Even though it was the second Avengers movie, and even though, like, you know, they were still a team at that time. Like, after a while, like, it did get a little lame in the end. And we're not talking, like somewhere between the big battle and all that kind of stuff. Like, when Thor goes away, it's kind of like you're riding this out. You know what I mean? It's a quiet moment. And then after they meet with Fury again and Fury goes away, like, you know, because, like, Ultron's revealed and all that stuff. So you got you. What it is that like you noticed this stuff before, and if you keep showing the same thing to people, they'll get bored, right? That's what that is. Any movie can go through that, but like when you look at something like Ghostbusters coming back with the Frozen Empire and stuff, I'm sure that there's good takes in there, but it's not in that article anyway. You see what I'm saying? And then like IGN comes with one. And I think, didn't they say it was a 7 or a 4? But then again, this is IGN we're talking about, so how often are they right? It's to the point of parody when it comes to them. And you know that whenever they put like anything over a 7, somebody got paid that week. That's what that is. It's really, really fucked up, man. I mean, but then again, like, what do you expect? Like, they got a Gamergate reunion going on nowadays and other aspects of video game life. All sorts of spots in big tech are losing people because that's how mergers work. And then comes all sorts of other bullshit that we have yet to see because 2024 is pretty much in its third month. Even though it's about to end, we're still relatively in the beginning. But it's like, we ain't seen shit yet. You get my drift? But as I say these things, guys, I'm like letting you know, like, this is all of the bullshit that a lot of us as creators have to see all the time. Some of you guys are probably just going through your life, just living life, seeing certain things, and you probably have opinions that you share with me, and if you don't, that's cool too. You do not have to agree with me on every single take. But as I look at this stuff, and I'm like, you know, we need to really get back into what's really important to us. I mean, if you want to do new things, you're going to be criticized. They're going to say stuff about you. They're going to make fun of you. They're going to make memes about you. I mean, if you're known enough. But the truth is that like you need to keep going. And I want a lot of artists to keep going. I haven't stopped yet, so why should you? And make sure like when you go about these things, you know exactly how to market this stuff. You see what I'm saying? So the fight must continue. And of course, don't be people pleasing. Do not be people pleasing. That is a distraction too. If somebody already has an opinion about you, they're going to have that opinion about you. I don't care what it is. They may change it eventually. I don't fucking know. And I don't fucking care. And you shouldn't care either. See what I'm saying? The only thing you should care about is when you work on that project, you get from point A to point B. And if that project is ready to go, you send it out there to them. You understand what I'm saying? All right. Well, all in all, though, like, I would dive in a little bit more, but I would... No, I'm not. Shoot. Because if I go ahead and I dive into this too much, then what the hell is 327 going to look like? But anyway, you know, this is J-Man signing off. You guys take care of yourselves, and we will reconvene next week with the J-Man Show. Because tomorrow... Well, no, not tomorrow. Because Friday... is jams. Oh, yes. But laters, y'all. Peace.